Philippians 2, 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. It is so easy most of the time to just make the selfish decision, and it feels so good, right? That is why we have this amazing example of what Christ has done. So we go into this section now where there's this Christological hymn. That's a hymn about Christ. And it's an ancient hymn that a lot of scholars, and I'm not a scholar, but I think this is true too, that they used to sing this in the church service. So we're going to go into this hymn, this Christological hymn that just highlights all that Christ has done for us. So Paul goes to like the example of service, all that Christ has done to inspire us to do this, to serve others. Seems like overkill, but it needs to be because it's really hard to do when we actually think about it, right? It is so easy most of the time to just make the selfish decision, and it feels so good. So Paul goes to like the example of service, all that Christ has done to inspire us to do this, to serve others. Seems like overkill, but it needs to be because it's really hard to do when we actually think about it. Christ Jesus, being in the very nature God, very powerful statement, very important. Who Jesus is, who Jesus was, before Genesis happened, before Genesis 1:1 happened, Jesus was God. Jesus was with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Eternity past. When Genesis happened, he was there at creation. When the events of Exodus happened, Jesus was God. When Isaiah happened, when the Syrian exile, the Babylonian exile, and they come back. Like, during all of this, Jesus is God. During all of the Old Testament, Jesus is God. So, Jesus is God, right? And Paul is saying, listen, Jesus is God, but he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Listen, Jesus is God, but he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. right? All the way, he is God. And then he takes a step down sort of from that, and he thinks, you know, this isn't something that I should be using to my own advantage. You've probably been asked before, what would you do if you were given a blank check? If I ask you that right now, blank check, you know any number you write there, the funds will be ready for you. You can write any number in the fund. What is, maybe think about something selfish. I know that's probably my go-to. If I'm really, really thinking out of the box, maybe I'll think about my family or my close friends. Yeah, I'll get like a house. Maybe I go there. But if we have a blank check and we have the mindset of Christ, right? He doesn't just have a blank check. He's God. He has everything at his disposal. He created everything, not just a blank check. Everything available to him, but he did not consider it something to be used to his own advantage. He immediately thought of service. How can I use this to serve? So that's the first step down. He says, yeah, I'm God, but I can serve. Everything at his disposal. He created everything, not just a blank check. Everything available to him, but he did not consider it something to be used to his own advantage. He immediately thought of service. How can I use this to serve? It is so easy most of the time to just make the selfish decision, and it feels so good, right? Important to get. Are you getting the idea? Where do you think of when you think of heaven? This phenomenal, wonderful place. Guess what? Jesus left. He left that. We think about the cross when we think about all that Christ has given up, and that's good. That is an important thing to think about. I'm not saying the cross isn't important. But do we forget this? He came down from heaven for us, for you. He gave that up. That is a huge step down. He had all of this resource and all of this glory and magnificence, but he emptied himself. He became nothing for us. And honestly, for you, and I mean that, for you. You, right now, he did this for you. Yes, he died on the cross for you, but he also left all of that for you. That's a huge sacrifice. See, this is important to get. All of this resource and all of this glory and magnificence, but he emptied himself. He became nothing for us. And honestly, for you. And I mean that, for you. It is so easy most of the time to just make the selfish decision, and it feels so good, right? He didn't just come into the earth shooting lasers out of his eyes and says, "Bow before me, I am God incarnate." No, he took the form of a servant. He doesn't just come to earth and expect to be worshipped. He came to serve. It's true. And not only that, he became a human. He became in human likeness and being found in appearance as man. Now, this is talking about birth. So he didn't only become a servant. He could have just still maybe appeared as a human and then basically said, "I'm God, I'm going to serve you." No, he actually went through the whole process of birth. He was an infant. Talk about humility, right? God, he has a blank check and can do anything in the entire universe. And he becomes an infant depending on a mother. That is humility. He just gives and he just keeps giving away. He keeps on giving and giving and giving. He has a blank check and can do anything in the entire universe, and he becomes an infant depending on a mother. That is humility. Is that enough for the God of the universe to give up? Probably, but he doesn't stop there, right? He becomes obedient to death. He dies for us, and he doesn't just die. He dies on a cross, even death on a cross. Step by step by step by step, he willingly submits to humiliation after humiliation. Willingly, for you, he leaves heaven. He becomes an infant. He submits to being a servant. He becomes obedient to death, even death on a cross. Now, death on a cross, I said earlier, it's okay to focus on the cross as a Christian. Sometimes that's all we focus. And you know what? That's great because it deserves it. The cross deserves the focus. That's good. The Romans have perfected this. Excruciating and crucifixion both have the same root. It's meant to be painful. It's meant to be horrific. It's meant to be humiliating. And it was for Jesus. They beat him just before he was about to die. He had lost well over 20% of his blood. And he went into something called hypovolemic shock. That's when you lose over 20% of your blood. Your heart starts pumping a lot harder because you're losing all of these liquids. Your kidneys can't keep up, so they shut down. Then your lungs start to collect water all around them. And that's called pleural effusion. So you got this pleural effusion happening. All the water is starting to gather around the lungs because your body's freaking out. You become extremely thirsty. And then, right? So this has all happened before the cross. Guess what? That's crazy, right? He's gone through. And then they put him up on the cross and they nail stakes through his arms. And they just leave him there to either suffocate, to dehydrate. Okay. To make matters worse, not only has all this happened, he is stark naked. Totally naked. He has a mocking thing written above his head, King of the Jews. Totally mocking him. And he had disciples. They called him master. They called him teacher. All those people were terrified that they were next. Their master is being crucified. Their master is being tortured to death. Am I next? I need to run. So they've abandoned him. He's up on the cross and he's abandoned by his friends, his family, and he's up on the cross. And it's recorded in Mark that he says, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" And so questions are raised, like, what does that even mean? He's abandoned by God? Like, in some way, yes. He's given up so much. He's given up so much. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me? And so questions are raised, like, what does that even mean? He's abandoned by God? Like, in some way, yes. He's given up so much. He's given up so much. It is so easy, most of the time, to just make a selfish decision. And it feels so good, right? It is neat to the time to just a selfish decision, and it feels so good, right? It is so to the time to just make the selfish decision, and it feels so good, right? He doesn't just have a blank check. He's God. He has everything at his disposal. He created everything, not just a blank check. Everything available to him, but did not consider it something to be used to his own advantage. He immediately thought of service. How can I use this to serve? I'm not trying to guilt trip anyone in here, but you see this extravagant example that Paul uses. Paul's like, serve others. Why? Well, because Christ did so much for you. Please, please, please serve others. Serve others. Why? Well, because Christ did so much for you. Please.
Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
Serve others. Why? Well, because Christ did so much for you. Please.
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
You see this extravagant example that Paul uses. Paul's like, serve others. Why? Well, because Christ did so much for you, please.
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.